is a thorn in the side of corrupt institutions. A drop of chlorine dioxide starts a health revolution.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our third broadcast at the G2 Voice. It is October 5th. This was supposed to be on the 2nd, delayed by a hurricane, but this is October 5th in the year of the Lord, 2016. Last week, we were covering, the previous Sunday, we were covering the prostate and the starting procedure. It went really well. Had a lot of people give good comments over that one. And then we had some problems with the hurricane last Sunday, and so we couldn't get it going. So we lost power like every 2 or 3 hours. So my name is Mark Grennan, I should say that, and I'm here with
Joseph, his son.
So we're a little befuddled on. We've done this. This is a second take today because we're in it for an hour and a half, and the lights went out. So now we're doing it in portions. So that doesn't happen, and hopefully soon we'll be able to get a UPS but for backup power. But anyways, last week we covered the prostate. This week we're going to cover the diabetes. Last week is basically for men, you know, and it only affected the women maybe sexually and depression from the man. But this week, diabetes affects everybody, kids and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's horrible. What we're going to show you and keep your minds open, your eyes open, your mind open to truth, okay? And check out what we're saying, but I think it'll be an eye-opener for you. Next, we also have a testimony from Samula. Coming out of Uganda, and some testimonies from some of the seminars. So getting right on with it, I want to kind of back up and talk about why where we're at. Why do we even have diabetes? Before I go into what it is, why is it even around? Why are we dealing with this stuff? 150 years ago, Joe, we never dealt with this stuff.
No.
So I like using the illustration of a wolf, okay? Canine, the wild canine, the wolf. It lives in the wilderness. It's majority of its food is he kills it, right?
Yeah, it's natural.
He or
stuff.
She. And they have, you know, a lot of raw meat. Maybe some grass, maybe some nuts here and there, but water, obviously. So it's mainly protein and fats. That
mostly.
Really.
Yeah.
So you got these animals out there, no cancer, no diabetes, no psychiatric problems, no autism, none of that stuff, Joe, okay, going on with the wolves. You take that same animal, canine, and you domesticate it, okay? What happens? Well, they start eating people food. Really, doggy food. I think it's even worse than people food.
It's really not dog food.
Yeah, well, doggy food, but it's not dog food. Yeah. They don't eat. They're not made to eat that stuff. They have canines, not for dry food, but to kill. Maybe that's why we have canines. We're supposed to eat a lot of meat. But these wolves, I mean, they can lick their friend's butt, drink out of a puddle, and they don't get sick. These wolves. So you domesticate them with the same body, same abilities, but what's changed? What they're eating. They're getting vaccinated. The water probably has fluoride and chlorine in it. They're getting all kinds of medicines when they're sick, antibiotics.
You know, what's that?
Well, antibiotic for a dog that can eat anything, basically. It has 10 times more stomach acid than the human, but it's basically a 24-hour digestive system like ours. So now, old Fido and old Ruff Ruff, whatever your kid calls them, Ruff Ruffs, have diabetes, high blood pressure.
Psychiatric problems,
cancer, all kinds of cancer. We're dealing with it all the time. And what's nice is that it seems like the animals respond better with MMS than the humans, probably because they're not as toxic. And probably because they still lick.
And they naturally have a better immune system.
Right.
So they, you know, a little bit of cleaning with the protocols, it cleans
them
up
really
quick. Yeah.
So you got, basically, that tells the whole story. 150 years ago, we didn't have the same foods and all the vaccines and the fluoride, the chlorine, and the toxicity and the chemtrails and the vaccines and the antibiotics and all the over-the-counter stuff, the processed foods. We never had that stuff. Women cooked at home in good oils, not plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Plastic. That vegetable turns into plastic. Oh, we're going to get into that when we get into
margarine Costco. Is plastic.
Margarine is plastic. If you eat margarine, you're foolish. I'm not saying you're stupid because you're probably smart. But if you, especially the stuff that says, I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
Why would you eat something that says, I can't believe it's not real?
Yeah.
It's not real. It's fake. And it still tastes real. So you look at that, the dog. But let's just look. That's an animal. Let's look at the Eskimos. No instances of cancer, diabetes, or any of that stuff 100 years ago before they entered society. Well, they were, you know, living on as nomads or living in their communities in Alaska when they moved to Anchorage and Fairbanks and started eating the McDonald's and getting the vaccines and the kids in school and getting the antibiotics and everything. They all have these problems now. And you can follow other civilizations that have almost zero amount of cancer.
Yeah.
Look at the Amish. No vaccines, and there's no autism among
them. Look at the indigenous here in Colombia. A lot of them are really healthy until they started, you know, taking help from the medical and the government and all that. Then they started getting sick.
We saw it. We saw them up to twice a month. The little clinic that was abandoned that we used for the clinic we did under that, you know, Seven Gates of Centamine on YouTube. We went up there for 3 days, treated 600 people. On the wall, remember it said, vaccinate your kids.
Yeah.
And we found out population in 30 years went down from 85 to 45, 40,000 people. They were sterilizing them. Now they're getting pregnant when they throw out the vaccines. The cancers are going away, the diabetes. They're trying to not eat the junk anymore, the Coca-Colas and things like that. And so they're doing well. I really like what they're doing. But you could see that among the humans. You could see that in our history, folks. The last 150 years, go back before that to thousands of years before, to, I believe, creation. But all the civilizations, you won't find these things. Diabetes, it was first found, if I remember right, like 1500s, late 1400s, first case documented in England. And maybe because they like their sweets, I don't know.
Yeah.
But first documented. And then in the 1700s, it became more 1800s. And now we're where we're at for big, big, big problem where up to almost 400 million people, the World Health Organization says, have diabetes. That could be inflated or deflated. I'm not sure. But let's just say 400,000. Let's say 250 million, 250 million. That would be about every, divided by 4, 28, every 30 people in the world have diabetes? What is that all about?
That's crazy.
Well, we can see how that can happen so quickly. We've seen it with autism. The vaccines causing the autism. The CDC, the very package inserts of the pharmaceuticals are putting in that may cause autism. And they're saying they're proving it now. And we've seen it. Only children have had vaccines have autism. Okay? Well, that's another time. We're going to cover that anyways. But same type of things going on with diabetes, Joe. Diabetes, this is in a nutshell, okay? Simplistically speaking, because you go deep into the body. Now we can, you know, reverse engineer the body with the technology we have to a certain point. Because they're finding stuff they didn't know about. Just a few years ago, they found the lymphatic system in the brain, draining toxins. Why wouldn't there be a lymphatic system in the brain? All the autopsies they've been doing, cutting people open for hundreds of thousands of years. Hundreds or thousands, I'm not sure. I'm sure they've been cutting people open for a long time.
Yeah.
They found the lymphatic system. They're finding this thing happens when this thing, they didn't know this. You know, a laboratory in vitro, what they're studying in laboratories, in glass, petri dishes, they add different pathogens, viruses, bacterias, cancers, funguses, parasites, whatever. And they add things and they test and they simulate stomach acid. They do all those things. And that's well and good. That might give you kind of an idea. But you put it in vivo in a body that has a defense system, a circulatory system, an oxidizing system, a lymphatic system, a respiratory system, a digestive system, and acids and bacterias and viruses and parasites live in us and all these things. You put different things they're testing in that.
Put some drugs in there. Yeah. And then what happens? Maybe in the Petri dish, it kills the problem. But you put it in a human body, and what does it do? It kills something good in the body. It kills this system. It kills that system.
It's a toxin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not supposed to be there. Synthetic, not found in nature. Okay? Everything they've synthesized and made artificially, the body doesn't recognize it as the same. You think vitamin C is the same as a glass of orange juice? No.
Not at all.
Vitamin C is a five-part complex chemical reaction that goes on, and you need all five parts. Ascorbic acid is the shell. That's not vitamin C, okay? So a lot of these and most all the supplements you get and vitamins and minerals really don't even recognize by the body. They're not assimilated. They're not metabolized.
And that's a good reason, too. Because if they were assimilated, who knows what would happen?
Be even worse. Yeah. So some of them are definitely taken into the body.
Yeah.
Okay? And they destroy organs. They toxify. They stop things from working right. Like getting a brand new car. And put old oil in there. Put some dirty gas in. Brand new car. Take the filters and take the clean one. Put them in the mud. Stick that filter back on there. Do it with your air filter. Do all that stuff. Is that going to run good, Joe? Especially with all the sensors?
Yeah, right.
You think new cars have sensors and computers? You should see this thing. All the sensors going off from the mouth all the way down, the sensors going off. And nerves, and it's so complex. That's why I believe in a God, in a creator, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
We see it all the time. Okay, so what is diabetes? Diabetes is, well, it means diabetes means a siphon, and really it's supposed to be two words. Diabetes, what was the second word? Mellitus. I can't, in Spanish you want to say mellitus. Diabetes mellitus. One means like a funnel, siphon, and other means sweet. So it's like your body's urinating out and sweating out sweet stuff. They used to have you urinate on the ground hundreds of years ago and see if the ants would drink it because of the sugar, would be attracted to it. Laboratories, they used to have people test their own urine, or I even read some cases where the doctor would, yeah, it's a little sweet. They had people that were sensitive to that stuff. Well, they have dogs that can smell when people's sugar level goes up.
Or when they have cancer, yeah.
Yeah, and cancer too. We've seen that. So we have the technology. We see what is going on in the world. We see what's happening, what they're doing to us, how this is all just being fabricated, and it's the evil geniuses. Okay, so you got diabetes. They're going to tell you, okay, you got too much sugar in your blood, and it's not being neutralized. Because what happens was when you eat basically carbohydrates, you make glucose, sugar. That put into your bloodstream, and then your pancreas, out of the beta cells, they produce insulin. And as the blood goes through the pancreas, up the levels up, sensors, right?
Mm-hmm.
It even regulates the blood pH. There's all kinds of cool things about the body. Oh, we better dump some insulin in there. So when it goes to the cells and feeds the cells the energy from the sugar, which is okay, it's supposed to. That's the way you produce ATP, energy in the mitochondria in the cells. Yeah, the insulin like opens the door and lets it go in. Okay? Now, if you got fat deposits there, it doesn't do it. See, that's why you say diabetes and being fat is even worse.
Because
now you got sticky locks that don't open, okay? So you want to lose weight for sure if you get supposedly diabetes. So everything works great. The insulin goes in there, stabilizes the sugar, lets it go to the cells, fine. Now, diabetes is when diabetes 1, and they say it occurs in 15% of the people, that's when your beta cells don't produce the insulin. Sugar comes by in the blood, no insulin. Okay, so now you got sugar with nothing going in, nothing opening the doors. So your body, you have alpha cells there too. Your body will even make sugar from fat and protein, but also take up stored glycogen.
That's broken down and stored in the liver.
It's stored in big strands. It will break that down with what the alpha cells produce, sent to the liver, and make glucose and put that into the blood. Okay? That's the diabetes 1, not producing insulin. And they say, you read this, we have no idea why this is caused. So your body's made perfectly. It's protected in the womb as long as things aren't being injected into it or through the placenta sneaking through from the mother. But that's a big filter there. Not much gets through. Yeah. Have to be injected in there. If that happens, you're going to be born with some problems. But say you're born normal with a brand new immune system. Never been tested before, Joe. Brand new. If you have normal birth, the first bacteria you get is from the birth canal. Bacteria in the birth canal. And that's part candida, too.
Part, yeah.
And then the breast, right to the milk, you get your antibodies from the mother. You get the colostrum.
Cholesterol.
You get cholesterol. You get
probiotics.
You get cannabinoids in there that they get from fits into the endocannabinoid system. So all that starts. And then the innate immune system that you're born with all the bells and whistles in perfect running order, but it's never been tried. Now you're getting the acquired immunity through the mouth. What's putting it in the mouth? Little bacteria there. B cell, T cell. We have a response here. We need to categorize this. Then it goes down into the stomach, to the acid in the mouth. And we talked about this last week, remember? Mm-hmm. So that's how it's supposed to happen. But a lot of people, cesarean, rip the baby out, give it formula. So it has none of those benefits. And usually right away, they're giving them a hepatitis B vaccine to a newborn baby.
Hepatitis B and polio are the number ones.
And even putting stuff in their eyes, maybe the mother had syphilis. You know those things. MMR. Remember we read the MMR? They said they proved in Italy it probably causes diabetes.
Yeah, no, they said it does cause.
The mumps and rubella. Not the measles part. And the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Well, you got squalene in there. You've got, which causes an autoimmune reaction, so your body attacks itself. And they say the beta cells are killed how? By the immune system?
Yeah, the autoimmune.
I asked you that last time and you paused.
Yeah, the last time I was editing something.
No, so you really, literally, the beta cells are being killed. And they say in the first year, you'll never get them again. That's not true, Joe. They found out that certain plants like ayahuasca, creates an alkaloid, I think it is, that makes them produce new beta cells. Then they found something in Egypt, I think it was. So your body makes stem cells, right?
Yeah.
At night, if you give it the right ingredients, it's making stem cells in the bone marrow. That's why we eat a lot of bone marrow soup. I love that stuff. And then it goes into your thymen, into your, spleen to mature, and then they're sent wherever they need it. Heart, we need some heart cells. Go over there, make a heart cell. Pancreatic, B cell, T cell, beta cell, alpha cell, liver cell, brain cell. That's what's going on, folks. So give it what it needs to build as many as it can, and you'll be healthy and get the toxins out of you. So we got that one, 50% affects 15% diabetes 1. Mm-hmm, okay?
Type 1, yeah.
That's, they say, kids, and I think it has to do with the vaccines. I'm almost convinced. If not just that, it's the food and the toxins in the environment, for sure. You know, the chlorine, the metals, the fluoride in the teeth, all these, the mercury in the vaccines, the formaldehyde, the squalene.
Well, all the high fructose this, high fructose that, yeah. All those chemicals are, they're doing a lot of damage.
All the sugars that are junk. Don't take those sugars. Get the sugars from fruits, vegetables, meats have pyruvates, which are the best sugars. The body loves those. Those are the kind of things. No processed sugars, no processed foods, and you'll see most of your problems go away. Now, we didn't cover high blood pressure in this or cholesterol because we want to get into more detail in them, but they're very related how you're getting these things. Not so much the cholesterol. That's a done deal. That's so easy, it's ridiculous. You're going to love that one, how you don't have to take that ever again. Should stop tonight without even hearing us. You should check it out. Check out the cholesterol hoax.
Yeah.
And the high blood pressure hoax, these books. Diabetes hoax. Those books out there, and they did some good jobs, and they were written by doctors. So, but diabetes too. That's when it produces too much and it's not being regulated, okay? Something's going on with the receptors. Something's malfunctioning. And it's not the lack of diabetes drugs you need.
Yeah.
People think, you need insulin. You need this the rest of your life. You'll be fine. Why wasn't I born with that? Something happened sometime that stopped the pancreas from doing what it needed to do, or the liver, or the alpha cell, the beta cell,
yeah,
or the kidney.
You're not born with this.
No. Unless it was something was injecting, you're not born with this.
Yeah, exactly. But a healthy baby should not be born with any problems.
So we got the type 2 diabetes. 85% of the people have that. We've got all kinds of testimonies of type 2 and type 1 because what the chlorine dioxide does, it goes in and takes out the toxicity. Goes in and the heavy metals, the bacteria, whatever's stopping those organs or the body as a whole to be diseased. But disease is the opposite of homeostasis. Disease is everything's out of balance. Homeostasis, everything's in balance. Everything has a set point that it looks for. Almost like the blood is 7.35 pH to 7.45. That's the set point, and it's not going to vary. Or you'll die, or you get very sick, and then you'll die. So we've had testimonies at different seminars we've been in. I want Joe to, that's the nutshell, what it is, what it's doing to you, and be careful of the high blood pressure pills because they cause diabetes, it says.
Yeah, the high blood pressure, yeah.
And this is really a key, by not letting the magnesium be assimilated in the body, you have high blood pressure and diabetes problems, and the medicines you take will be the same thing.
Yeah, no, it breaks down the absorption of the magnesium in the body, and it stops the mitochondria from working well, which is the little engine of every cell, and also I wrote it down here. It doesn't let it commit suicide, the apoptosis.
Right.
So you can't get rid of the cells.
And the beta cells affected, the insulin is affected in the body. All these things are affected, and many other side effects. If you just look at the list of high blood pressure pills, all the side effects, interactions, and contradictions. I wrote a newsletter about this. Look them all up, and you'll be appalled. Because they can go to court and say, yes, we knew that would cause diabetes. We wrote it down and told you. Don't you try to sue us for that.
Yeah, we're
don't
not
you
guilty.
Try to sue
we
us
told you.
For that high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Or that heart failure because you didn't have any cholesterol in your body. Oh, boy, that just peeves me off, Joe. Really bad. So you get all these reasons why we have diabetes, and it's complex. Don't let anybody try to simplify it. I'm just kind of simplifying what they're telling you it is. I think it's more complex than that, yet I think the answer is simple because I've seen it work. So I'm going to show you, what do we got, four testimonies?
Yeah.
We're going to show you four testimonies of four different people in four different seminars that we just interviewed. That had good success with diabetes. We have a lot more in Spanish. You can look it up on the Spanish site. Even under the testimonies, there's some Spanish ones, MMS testimonials. You can look it up there. But this the we've had like five or six taxi drivers we've met that wanted to get rid of their diabetes and high blood pressure, and they did. So we've got them and their family members and some other people. I had one guy in Southern Colombia just before we start the testimonies in Southern Colombia. So get that ready, Joe.
Yeah, I have it right here.
Okay, Southern Colombia. His was 350, his blood sugar. We got it down to 110 after 6 weeks, and it had been there. I talked to him about 6 months later. No problem.
Yeah.
He was about 60 years old. He got off all his meds. When people come here for 30 days, they have a choice. Go off all your meds or wean yourself off them. And most people go cold turkey. And I haven't had any problem yet. And if they ever did, they just have it with them. You know, right?
Yeah.
If their body's
such addicted.
If you
feel
addicted.
Like your body's so addicted to it, you need an insulin shot or something like that, you can do it. You have it with you. But people go cold turkey. They just stop it, and then they don't have any problems.
Even with the injections, they've gone cold
turkey. Yeah. I'm talking 6 to 7 injections in a day, and they've just stopped completely and started on the protocol.
Yeah, usually it's 4, and we knock out. If we wean them off, we knock out the middle one, and we wean them off it. But some people say, I'm just going to go off it, or they're taking the pills or something. So, Joe, hit those testimonies. Okay, we're in Florida. Braden did a seminar. Pat is here with us. She's just going to share a few testimonies she told me about and using MMS. So, Pat, just tell the world basically what's happened to you.
Well, I've known about MMS now for about 3 years. I read Jim Humble's book, and what I decided from that is that the stuff is not going to kill me.
Right.
And it might hurt, it might help me, right. So what have I got to lose here?
Right.
So I tried it. I am a nurse, I'm an RN. I really have always looked at science and, you know, what's real.
Right.
And I know I am a nurse, but I'm not into handing out pills.
So well, tell me about your husband. What happened?
Okay, so last summer, he was feeling very bad, called his cardiologist because he's had a heart attack. He said, you better go to the hospital, thinking something was up with his heart. And he got in a car accident on the way. The reason being, he was so disoriented. It turned out he was having a diabetic crisis. He didn't know he was diabetic. And so he's eating all his bad food and he travels a lot and eats in restaurants all the time.
Airplanes, too.
Oh, all that. So his blood sugar was over 800. And so, I mean, apparently that's just, you know, crunch time. They put him in a step-down ICU. Is that not on?
Keep going.
In a step-down ICU, which means one nurse for two patients.
Right.
He went in on a Monday. On Tuesday, my daughter, who is also a nurse, asked him, would you want to try MMS? And he knew about it from us. And he said, yes, he would. So she gave him 5 doses that day. I came in on Wednesday, and I gave him 3 doses. Because we were thinking, for you to get diabetes that quick, I mean, I know he was doing all kinds of lifestyle things that were not okay,
right.
But it was just so quick and that high that maybe there was a parasite or something in the pancreas. We don't know.
Blocking the pancreas.
So, we don't know, but you got a sick pancreas if you're getting diabetes.
Right.
So that 5 doses Tuesday of just MMS1, okay?
Right.
3 doses Wednesday, and when we went back to visit on Friday, they were discharging him. And the nurse said she has never in all of her career seen anybody as sick as he was discharged from the ICU to home that fast.
I'm here in Midran, South Africa with Dina. She's from Zimbabwe, and she has some testimonies she'd like to share with us. So, Dina, tell them basically how MMS has affected you and how you've been using it.
Oh, diabetes. I've had a real severe case. He had diabetes. His leg was cut off, then below the knee, and they were going to cut above the knee. And obviously not. That was kind of over a couple of years. He was so hot. The leg was so hot when he came to me, and they were going to cut his leg actually the week after. And I said, please give me 3 weeks and then do whatever you want if the infection or anything hasn't gone, because it was really hot, very swollen, and a lot of pain. He came after 3 weeks with a report from the laboratory, mm-hmm. you know, with the X-ray of the arteries vein. And they said, what on earth have you done? You know, we've never ever seen this before. There were new vessels. It was better than the whole leg. So he phoned me and he was mad with
me. What did he do?
Very MMS.
What did you have and what kind of protocol?
I gave him MMS too.
Yeah.
In the beginning, for 1 week, one capsule 5 times a day. Then I said, if you want to relax, but if I were you, I'll keep it, because yeah, it's an emergency. It's your leg we're trying to save. And 3 weeks, he was completely, they even started to take measurements for the prosthesis. But he was mad with me. He asked me, why don't I advertise and tell the world about it? He was very upset with me. And I said, but you know, I do talk.
Okay, I'm here with David Glover. We're in Western Canada at a seminar. And David is one of our bishops. Came to the Dominican Republic to be trained about 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 2 years, more or less. And has been up here in Canada. He's got a church in his house. But we've never been able to record his testimony and his personal use of MMS and any other people he's dealt with. So, Dave, you want to just tell some people how you found MMS, what you've been using it for personally?
Well, I found MMS. I was hunting around on the internet, and I stumbled into it, so I bought Jim's book. His first book, and that convinced me enough that I had my drawing attraction, so I run down to the Dominican and took the course, and then got into treating diabetes. I got rid of my diabetes. I was on MMS 2000 for a total of 18 weeks.
You were serious?
Yeah, I cleaned it all.
So the diabetes, the lumps in the prostate?
Yeah.
You say you noticed something right away. Urinating better?
Or? Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. My stream, I started hitting the back of the bowl. And
yeah. That's pretty good when you hit the ceiling, then you're doing like when you're a little kid again.
Yeah, well, it was certainly an improvement on my stream for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm here with Dave and Tony, and you guys are at the seminar in Vancouver, Canada, and these guys have a couple of testimonies. So, Dave, why don't you go first? Tell me your experience with MMS and the people you helped.
All right. Well, I read Jim's books about 5 years ago, so I've kind of tentatively and timidly approached people. But occasionally people do listen. I had a friend who, he had been drinking for a lot of years. He quit drinking, but his doctor called him in after a bunch of tests, because all the tests were all really high. They all, everything like, he was pre-diabetic, his liver looked like it was finished, and everything was, cholesterol was off the charts, everything was bad. So I told him about MMS, and he took it along with him to Edmonton when he was going visiting his family. He came back a month later and finally went to see the doctor, and they did another panel of tests, and everything had returned back to normal. It looked like a bunch of hockey sticks, all everything coming right back down to normal. So,
okay, so you heard the testimonies of Patty. She's a nurse. She was in Florida, and her husband, what happened to him and how quickly, and she told me nothing, it's all gone, and it was a diabetic attack, and they wanted to put him on all meds and everything, but she kept him on the MMS. And
yeah, sugar was
fine.
At 800.
800.
800.
That's why he kind of hallucinated and
and
passed out, and you don't want that to happen. It's something. But she said, as they hear, his diet was so bad. So that's really good. She's a nurse. She's right there seeing this stuff. Then David Glover up in Canada, he had the prostate cured as well as the diabetes. And I was interviewing him up in Canada, and he said immediately, urinating better, diabetes. I think they're really connected. As that starts, like the infections and all those things are connected, and the especially with the meds.
Well, the diabetes doesn't let your immune system work that well, so it takes longer to heal. You can have the ulcers in the legs and stuff, and that's just from lack of circulation from the medications, and just your immune system's worthless.
Well, Dina, on one of the other testimony in Africa, they stopped the cutting off of legs. Joe had a testimony here in Colombia.
Yeah, they cut the guy's toes off, and they were going to cut his foot off, and he started taking the MMS, the protocols, and it completely got rid of the infection, and so they didn't have to do it anymore, and you know, he was walking fine.
And that happens because your blood is so sweet, and they used to call it the evil piss. That's what they used to call it back in the 1800s. You're so sweet that when you get a cut, the bacteria, the blood's sweet, the bacteria grows like crazy because it loves sugar, and it just grows like crazy. So they get these, cut those things off, cut them off, stop that. No more losing that. No more losing your eyesight. No more being on the drugs, on the meds. You don't have to. You can be free. They love those three things, Joe. They pay all their bills with those three things. Get them on diabetes or get them on high blood pressure. That will cause the diabetes. And get them on the diabetes. Then tell about his cholesterol. And then you get them on those three and all those side effects. You got them, man. You'll have cancer. You'll have them. It just start growing.
Yeah, they just start falling apart. Yeah, and then you can make a living off of them.
Yeah. It's so evil. It's sick. It didn't occur back in history. Doesn't occur in the animal kingdom where they're not affected by humans and the toxicities in the foods. It's not occurring there. Didn't occur in history, in civilizations that lived like, lived naturally. Folks, you need to learn to eat all the foods. Stay away from all the processed. Eat all the raw, all the organic, all the natural. Start growing your own garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do those type of things. Detox and sweat and the body, give it the raw materials. And minerals are so important. It will do the rest.
This body can do anything it needs to repair itself as long as it has what it needs.
You can do it, folks. You don't have to suffer with these diabetes. Please, get the stuff. This is the MMS. I'm going to show you the 1000 protocol now. Because this is what we'd use if you had diabetes, okay? We wouldn't start with the 1000 protocol because remember last week? We start with the starting procedure, which is a quarter or a half a drop, an hour, for the first day or so. Then you work up. The protocol 3000 is 3 drops an hour for 8 hours a day for 3 weeks or until you're better. We just kind of set 3 weeks in the beginning, but really it's until you're better. So, this is sodium chloride. This is what you'll do. Let me, as I'm talking on the radio, on the audio, I put this together earlier for the day protocol. We're going to show you that too to make it a little easier. But what you're going to be doing is making the starting procedure, okay? I'm going to show you the protocol 1000, but if you had diabetes, you'd be doing the starting procedure. Take you about a week to work you up to 3 drops an hour. Then you'd be into the protocol 1000, okay? And this is sodium chloride, 22.4%, okay? Never, ever drink this like this. Never, okay? Understand this? You're hearing it from us. Never drink this straight at 22.4. It is a pH of what?
13.
Very caustic. It's like putting lye in your mouth.
Yeah.
Lye the...
Yeah, there's no need to do that. I mean, we're only looking to activate this with the activator, and it turns into chlorine dioxide.
Okay.
That's what we want to do. That's what we want to take, chlorine dioxide in low doses.
And what pH is that?
pH of that is from 5 to 6 pH.
Okay. It's
because
acidic.
It's acidic because what you're doing is you're technically not activating the MMS. What you're doing is you're acidifying it with the HCl hydrochloric acid at 4% that we use. And then by acidifying it, the drop of pH turns it into chlorine dioxide.
Exactly. Going from 13 to 5, boom, chlorine dioxide on the way there. Here is the hydrochloric acid, 4%. You have hydrochloric acid in your stomach. It's produced in your stomach. Amazing videos. Go watch that stuff on YouTube. You'll believe in God. I mean, how could you have that stuff happen? Then start studying the cell, the mitochondria, and the brain, and the nerves, and the digestive system.
It's not by chance. Oh, this is order. It's
so
incredible.
Three drops of this. One, two, three. Okay? You wait approximately 30 seconds. The more drops you combine when you're like making a whole day drop of 24 and putting it in a bottle, I'll show you that in a minute, it activates really quick. But you let it goes yellow to amber, okay? About 30 seconds. And you don't want to be sniffing it like that. We have a protocol for that, okay? I don't want to get people nervous and, you know, think, if I smell, I'm dead. No, you don't want to be smelling. And then even in laboratories, if you smell anything, people go like that, get a whiff. You'll smell the chlorine dioxide, not chlorine. This is an oxidizer. Chlorine, sodium hypochlorite, is a chlorinator. It chlorinates. It's a chlorine. It chlorinates. This is a chlorine dioxide that is an oxidizer, not a chlorinator. Mm-hmm. It doesn't chlorinate. Okay, so you waited 30 seconds. You put your three drops. Now, just a little tidbit. This, 22.4% sodium chloride, now, after adding three drops of that in 4 ounces of water, it's not 22.4%. It's 0.0004% sodium chloride. Way below the LD50 or lethal dose for a rat. I mean, it's like so far, a rat could drink this for the rest of his life and never die. They have to give it 10 times more than the lethal dose for a man, which is a ridiculous amount. I think it's even stronger than this, to kill him, a rat, in 6 weeks.
Well, yeah, we know. We've had people accidentally drink that pure, yeah. And they're not dead, you know. They had a rough night, but it's still, they got over it. It's not that. It's not going to kill you.
In a seminar we had, and when they're making it, it looks like water. And they thought it was, and they drank it. We had to give them milk and induce vomiting, and they were sick all night, though. They were miserable.
But the next day they woke up, and they said they felt great.
So
you know, that's not poison.
You want to drink it right away. You don't want to be talking. You want to drink it right away. It's still maintaining. It's not gassing out. It's in solution now. Tastes good. Since we changed from the citric acid to the hydrochloric acid, your body, it's a smooth taste. It's not a bitter taste. And the body doesn't want 50% citric acid in its gut. It's not made for that. Put in what it's made for. It's made for certain things. Okay? So the hydrochloric acid is produced in the body, and therefore it tolerates it no problem. Okay? And all we're doing is, like Joe said, acidifying it. You could take this, put it in here. This being 13, excuse me, I'm sorry. You could take MMS, put it in here. This being a pH of 13, and in 24 hours, because this is 7, usually it's around 7.
Water,
yeah. It will drop it and make chlorine dioxide and purify the water. That's how you do it. If you don't want to acidify it first. But we're putting it in the body, and we're acidifying it, turning it into chlorine dioxide, putting it in solution, then drinking it. And that's just one way, but that's the best way. Go through the mouth. There's all kinds of toll booths, sensors, category, memory thing, cells, acids. It's breaking down stuff. It's a safe way of going through it, through your body, down into your stomach, where 80% of all pathogens are killed. The stomach and the intestines. You know why we're having this problem with gluten? Gluten protein isn't broken down unless it has a pH of 2. So if you got people drinking smoothies all the time, Joe, everything's pre-digested, their body, their
it doesn't need to break anything down.
The pineal gland, I think it's called, that makes hydrochloric acid, is told, hey, nothing here, not much work to do. You guys can relax. Then you throw a piece of meat in there or something solid, you know, something really hard like a carrot, you know, get some acid and start breaking that down. Otherwise, you're going to pass carrots And I've seen that with people that have no stomach acid, did enemas like crazy, wiped out the flora, antibiotics like crazy, and they have no flora, and they eat something that comes out the same way. It's not that sick. That's telling you something, folks. So, where was I? I get sidetracked on these things. Oh, protocol 1000. So, you're taking that 9 in the morning till 5 at night. That's your protocol 1000. You're going to eat breakfast 7:30. You're going to wait at least an hour. So if you ate breakfast at 8, wait till 9:30 to start, okay? And during that time, there is no what?
Only drink water, but there's no antioxidants, there's no vitamin C. Basically, you know, like chocolate, coffee, green teas. All green teas are antioxidants. You don't want to be taking moringa and, like I said, vitamin C, like
raw
lemons,
milk, remember?
Raw milk also, yes.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Coffee.
Those things deactivate it. So what you want to do is you only want to drink water while you're on the protocol, just so you have 100% sure that it's not going to be deactivated.
People ask me that all the time. What am I going to do? How am I? We're only talking about lunch here, folks. Excuse me. I get the hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I drink that little gas. But you folks, you're only talking about lunch. If you eat breakfast, just don't eat a capsule of some super 47, like moringa, 47 antioxidant type super plant. Moringa is one of them. And take that in a time-release capsule, and it lasts in your body all day long, right? Why would you do that? Okay? Because now you have an antioxidant that's going to neutralize an oxidant. You don't want to be doing that, folks. So what you want to do is first thing in the morning, you're going to eat your breakfast, have bacon and eggs, have toast, have fruit, vegetables, papaya, whatever you want for breakfast. Wait an hour, hour and a half, start your protocol. Okay, that stuff's already in there, being digested. You're going to dump your first dose on it. It might neutralize a little bit. But usually the first week or so on the protocol, starting with the starting procedure, you're just cleaning the basic superficial things, the mouth, the throat, the gut. How many times have we spent in the gut a week or two before people were better and got past their digestive problems, then into the intestines? Then it finally gets to where up to 2 weeks when we start the tingle in the breast and the tumor in the breast, the liver or the prostate, they can feel something, or wherever their problem is, they get an outbreak of herpes because now we're attacking it, or MRSA. These things start happening, not within the first few days, usually 10 to 14 days, those things start happening. So lunch, you go 9, 10, 11, 12, four doses, or 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, whenever you started, every hour, break for lunch, and you're not going to have a big turkey dinner, Joe. You're going to have a sandwich. You know, you don't want high antioxidants like a lot of tomatoes or papaya, because, or a glass of orange juice or any of those things we tell you not to take. You can see it right on the videos that we're mentioning and all the stuff we mentioned. So your lunch goes by. Then you start 1, 2, 3, 4. The afternoon, four doses. Wait an hour before dinner because it usually lasts about an hour in your body. If it's not attacking something right away, used up right away, it can last up to an hour. Sometimes with the drops, we have a secondary reaction of this not being activated in the glass, because when we added the water, there was still some sodium chloride. There was unactivated. So in the stomach, when it hit the stomach acid or mixed with the acid there, it would make some more and go a little deeper. That's the difference between CDS, CDI, CDH, and these other things, and these tablets and things. We're having a separate secondary reaction, and we're seeing it. We've tested them all, folks, all of them. So that you go and do for 3 weeks, and you'll work up to the three drops an hour, starting with the starting procedure. Now I'm talking about diabetes. Once you get up to the three drops an hour, and you're not neutralizing it, and you should be off your pills, hopefully, you're going to start seeing the blood drop. Might take 3 weeks. Might take 6 weeks. Jim says, go until you're healed. I've had people stop a week in between. I've had people stop a day. They just needed, you could see, they needed a rest.
Yeah, a day or two a month, you know, take a break and stuff.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Antioxidants, teas. Now, you can have the tea at night. You can have coffee at night. You can have moringa. You can have any of these antioxidants you want to take. Because by the next morning, you're getting ready, it's out of your body, okay? And so that's the only thing you got to caution on. Because I've had people 3 or 6 months doing the protocol. I have no results or very little. I'm like, what are you taking? I'm not taking anything. I just had some the other day. I got it out of them. They're taking a high antioxidant in the morning for breakfast. They were taking a pill during the day that they didn't tell me about. That was an antioxidant. Forget what it was. And something else. And they were having their, they were doing enemas too. I'm saying, please don't do anything while you're trying to get rid of this. Just do the protocol and don't neutralize it. If you do that, you have a great chance of getting well. Science is observation and repeatability. You throw something up, it comes down. That's the law of gravity, Joe. Mm-hmm. Law is something you can, it's a law. It's not a hypothesis. It's not a theory. It's a law. You can prove it over and over again. Okay? What do you think we're doing with these testimonies? These are clinical studies. They're taking the standard doses. They're doing it for standard time. They're documenting it, and they're telling us what they did. The clinical studies, Joe, on diabetes.
Yeah, that's a joke.
They took and they let the pharmaceutical company that's doing the clinical study for the drug pick the placebo group, pick both groups. So here's the pill. They're taking that. The placebo group is the one that's not taking the drug. It's taking nothing. A sugar pill they gave them.
That's
so all
nothing.
The people, listen
yeah.
to this. All the people that were taking the sugar pill, their sugar level went up in their blood. And the people that weren't taking, they were taking it, they went down. So they said, see how much better it is? What a scam. What a scam. Most all the studies, clinical studies, and the experts they're quoting, coming in from JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, the Harvard School of Medicine Journal, the Lancet, all these medical journals, 90 and 95% of them, they sued them. Smith and Klein, $33 billion, 90% of them. They were at Advantia for diabetes. They said they're experts on it, and they weren't. They were lying. And so they ended up suing the people. It was causing all kinds of problems. $3 billion. The voice here, the swine flu, $5 billion that company paid. Killed 25 people and gave me and many other people a paralyzation. And so they had a class action suit. I didn't know till 20 years later that's what happened. I didn't put it together till I started learning. That's exactly what happened. They said, oh, maybe you got a little bit of the virus and it did a temporary deadening of your vocal cord. Killed it. Killed it. And I've never been able to bring it back. So permanent damage, MMS doesn't work. You poke your eye out, that guy cut his leg off.
Yeah.
I mean, they cut his leg off. It's not going to go back. You won't get any more damage, but it's not going to go back. So, folks, do this and get off your meds. Get your vitamins, excuse me, your minerals and things. I'd rather just say foods. Get your vitamins and minerals, fats and proteins from foods. Not the synthetic, artificial. Very few of them are good, Joe.
Yeah.
The only ones that are good are the ones that they, like moringa, for instance. It's a plant. They dehydrate it, blend it up, and put it in a capsule. That was made
That's
right.
That's a multivitamin.
That is a multivitamin.
Yeah.
It's credible. But you leave it in a capsule, put it in the sun. It deteriorates, Joe. It's when it's fresh and when it's live, it's the best. Why are you wasting all your money on these? I go to people's houses and they have stockpile of all these nutrients,
vitamin
and
this, vitamin
and the
that.
Latest, yeah,
yeah,
latest supplement. Get it from your food, like we've done for thousands of years. Get the toxins out of your body. Wherever your deficiencies are, make up for that. And magnesium is a big one. What do we say, Joe? different foods for magnesium?
Magnesium was almonds, spinach was another one.
That was a good one, yeah.
They even said beef, bacon, eggs. Eggs were in there.
That was like a medium one.
But yeah, that was like a medium one. Not really high, but...
Okay, look at this. Major functions that require magnesium. Protein synthesis. That's how you make tissue. Nerve function. Blood sugar control. Neurotransmitter release. That's where they plug in and make neurotransmission. Blood pressure regulation. Energy metabolism. Production of antioxidant glutathione. Okay. If you're magnesium deficient, you have a hormone imbalance. It's a hormone,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Insulin's a hormone.
It is.
Fibromyalgia, heart attack, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, constipation, tension, migraine, headaches, anxiety, depression, chronic fatigue. Get your magnesium. Get it from these foods. I shouldn't even have to put this up. You should, and then we're going to make you. Go and type in foods highest in magnesium.
Yeah, not caps or company that sells magnesium supplements. No, not that. Get it in your food.
Please listen to us. We see it all the time. I'm 60 years old. I play football, run, swim. My sex life is great. I'm strong. I'm 60. And other people I see that are my age, what's going on with you guys? They're breaking hips. What's going on? Why do you have diabetes? High blood pressure. Because you listen to the medical system. Listen to you, the doctor. So don't look it for the high magnesium in just nuts, seafood, vegetables, and grains. The medium magnesium is in the fruits and vegetables, magnesium, grains, meats, dairy. You can get it. Eat all foods. It just so happens I love fresh coconut, fresh pecans, fresh almonds, cashews. Get that. They have good oil, too.
Yeah.
That's a good oil.
Just make sure you're getting good organic stuff.
Right. Don't get it from some place that's salted and barbecue.
Don't go to Walmart and buy, a box of salted almonds that are, been processed and cooked with this bad oils and stuff. Get it a natural one. You know,
dry,
not
raw.
Cooked, raw, not roasted. Just get good stuff.
Same with the spinach. Same with the fruits and the, look at the grains, the brown rice, the whole bread. All this gluten stuff is a joke. It's being made up by the vaccines, and you're having an intolerance in your stomach acids and to break it down. The gluten is a complexity of problems caused by the vaccines. So you look this stuff up. Start eating minerals. Start eating things high in magnesium, potassium. Another thing those drugs do, don't let potassium absorption.
Yeah, it stops absorption of potassium.
And you're not having any calcium.
And potassium is very important to build what? HCl in the stomach.
Yeah, that's right. You need that. It's one of the little toll booths. Potassium goes in. Chloride comes out. No. Hydrogen. Potassium goes in the gland. Hydrogen pops out. They have an exchange. So you need potassium. Okay? They say your body doesn't make it. I believe your body makes everything. It can do chemical things, reactions, and combinations and make everything that's necessary. So that's the Protocol 1000. But I want to mention this because we got people saying, I don't want to do this all the time. If you're sick, to stop 15 minutes and do this, or 5 minutes, is very simple. But let's say you don't want to do it, folks. And you're working, you're a truck driver, or you're a delivery guy, or you're just behind the desk, and don't put this bottle that I'm making in the sun because it will neutralize it. But what we did was, again, I like glass, okay? I put 8 lines in. I cut it in half, cut it in half, cut it in half. Put 8 lines. It's not rocket science, but it's más o menos, Joe, as they say in Spanish, more or less, okay? So we put it in here, and we have, say I'm at 3. I would put 24 of these, 24 of this, MMS acid. They'll activate really quick. put a little water in here.
Yeah, wait your 30 seconds, add the water.
Wait till it turns amber. Usually with that much, 10, 15 seconds, it's ready. Okay? You put a little water in it just so it's pourable, and then fill up your bottle. And every hour you take a drink. Don't leave it in the sun. Keep it in a refrigerator if you're working. I don't like it being cold, but let's just put it out of the sun, out of the light. Mm-hmm. And every hour, beep, beep, beep. Everybody has a phone, right? Beep, beep, beep. That's it. That is it as far as the protocol has to deal with. Get off your meds. Get on some good foods. No processed sugars. No processed foods. If you eat at McDonald's, you deserve diabetes. I hate to say that. I mean, if you're eating this stuff and you're going to go, oh, I'll just eat it. Doesn't matter. I got a pill. I've had people tell me that. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll eat that. I'll get acid reflux, but I got a pill for that.
Keep doing it. Long-term use. Eyes, sexual impotence. Reminds me of that guy. I got to tell this joke. The guy went to the get a vasectomy.
Yeah, that was a good
came
one.
In a tuxedo. And he goes, the doctor says, why are you here in a tuxedo? The guy's from down south. He goes, if I'm going to be impotent, I want to look impotent. I don't know why. I just had to throw a joke in. That's my joke of the week.
Yeah.
But, folks, the long-term use, eyes, ulcers, cutting the toes off, loss of feeling.
Weight
the
gain.
Fingers, weight gain. Horrible stuff. Insulin. False insulin, fake insulin, all that drugs and the high blood pressure stuff that's causing it. Folks, if you
follow
that. It's
made from bovine and pig.
Yeah,
that's where they get it from. It's like, I don't want that in my body.
It's not even human.
No.
Yeah, it's not even human. No wonder we have all these things. And the autoimmune deficiencies, folks, the body's attacking itself. We have all these fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, autism. What's the other one? There's another one.
Fibromyalgia.
These are like autoimmune deficiency. They always misdiagnose all of them. Oh, no, you have lupus. Oh, no, maybe you have fibromyalgia. It's all autoimmune deficiencies, okay? Same with HIV. It's an autoimmune deficiency. So, folks, I am going to stop right here with the Protocol 1000 and... you can make a bottle for the day. If you're using plastic, try to use the HDPE. It has a little 2 on the bottom of the recyclable triangle. That's a good plastic, if there is any such thing. The best plastic would be hemp.
Yeah.
Because it's completely biodegradable. This stuff is clogging up our earth, okay? We need to get rid of this stuff and make all plastics out of hemp. Or use glass. We use glass so the dioxins are not being put off.
Keeps it pure.
People don't realize the clothes that are made out of polyester, Joe, they're reeking, breathing in dioxins. All those toxins are going in there, in their lungs.
In the body.
These dioxins and absorbing into the body. And they wonder why they have cancers and problems. So, we're going to go into now Samula. And show what he has been doing there in Uganda.
Yeah, this was an interview he did. Not interview. We couldn't get on with him. So what he did was he recorded an audio and sent it to us of what he's been doing, how he's been helping people, and he's over in Uganda. So I'll go ahead and play that now.
Hey, Mark, and everyone listening in to the Genesis 2 Voice Studios. Thanks for the good job you are doing to change the world. I'm called Reverend Samula Albert Arali, based here in Fort Portal, Uganda, where I was born and I currently live. For now, I'm operating a natural health clinic, mostly dealing in the tropical diseases here. Way back in 2013, while I was on the internet, I came across MMS. After watching the MMS clinical trial in Uganda with the Red Cross, and I saw people really being healed. People were gaining their health after just a simple dose. Within hours to a day, people were healed. I was really touched and I developed more interest in the subject. So I did an intense research on the information concerning MMS, sodium chloride, and the Genesis Church. I contacted the Genesis Church through their emails. I am very grateful. All the people in the Genesis Church were really good. They gave me all the information I needed. And I felt that I was really willing to try because I gained some of the information about MMS and the sodium chloride plus the Genesis Church. And it was my journey to some to get the sodium chloride or MMS, and good enough, one of my friend helped me with the MMS, which I could start off with, which I wanted to use personally. As I told you, I suffered some allergic reactions to cold weather, which I had since I was born. It caused me severe congestion of breath and sometimes itching on the body almost each time I got in contact with cold water or in a cold weather. So I started myself on protocol 1000, thus taking 3 activated drops of MMS 8 times a day. After 1 week of taking, really my life had changed. I felt much better than before because I was improving. I couldn't face the body itches and the congestion of breath, really, it was occasional. But I thought that I had to continue because my life would be better. Within 3 weeks, I was really healed because I didn't have any problem with the weather, and I was very happy because of the MMS. And after that, because I was really interested on the malaria topic, because I was impressed with the video, and after that, I had to start trying it on to my patients. Mostly, I started with friends and family who were willing to try on the MMS or the new medicine that I had, and I was telling about people. With that, most of the people who came to my clinic received the MMS, and they were really giving me good results because they were improving. And as I had told you, I first concentrated on malaria because it is here the biggest problem. As we see the World Health Organization here says that 300 people die of malaria per day. But really, when you are here, you can know that it might even be higher than that. And with MMS, with some experience I have gained now, I know it can heal and it can cure malaria just simply with a few drops. For now, for a defined Genesis Touch protocol of malaria, I give 15 drops of activated MMS to a malaria patient in 2 hours, the first hour 15 and the second hour 15. That one, all you see that the malaria has gone, all the symptoms have gone, and now someone has gained the health. But sometimes they need to continue according to their body, but with time, everyone get healed. After trying the MMS on the people around me here, all the results were very good, and many people started coming into my clinic for the medicine. I never concentrated on malaria only because we have much problems here. There are problems of typhoid. We have people with the eye problems. We have the toothaches. We have people with ulcers. We have skin infections and very many tropical diseases. And as I had told you before, I started handling, and I even shared the knowledge about MMS with some of my friends and families who are now even sometimes helping me at the clinic. For now, or for the last 2 years, I have been using MMS to treat patients who visit my clinic, and I have managed to handle very many cases of malaria, typhoid, skin infections, toothaches, UTIs, some cancers, ulcers, STDs, like we have like gonorrhea, we have like candidiasis, and many others. And I have greatly handled some complications in the stomach. Some people with the ear infections, they have all gained their health, and people are very happy with this medicine which I give them. And most of them are willing to come and join me in this course. And I have not been working here only at my clinic. I also organized some fields so that they could go far deeper in villages to meet people who are sick, to go and help them with the MMS. And once again, I also want to thank the Genesis Church for the support and courage they have given me throughout this, because they have truly helped me with information. They have given me courage. They have really given me support in everything. And despite all that, there is sometimes I may even run out of MMS because it's not easily accessible here in East Africa. And the prices sometimes go higher, which are really bad or higher to afford. So I call upon everyone to join hands, and we fight the disease of this world as you already have MMS. So I was recently so amazed when one of my patients, when they brought in a patient at my clinic. She was a very old lady in her 70s. She had spent like 10 years. She couldn't walk. She said that she couldn't even feel her legs. But I said no. Let her try the MMS. I was sure she was going to be okay. Well, within 2 days, the patient was saying that I have started feeling my legs. Within a week, the patient had started trying to walk, but with some difficulties. But I know with time, the patient will fully get cured. And there are very, very many testimonies here because people have really gained their health. People have been cured. And I encourage everyone who is listening, everyone who has got information on the MMS, please try to share it as possible. Try to do something good so that we can restore the health of this world. And I continue to thank my hosts of the Genesis 2 Voice Studios. I remain Reverend Samuel Albert Arali here in Fort Portal, Uganda, East Africa. God bless the founders of the Genesis 2 Church and all the good people changing the world. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, so yeah, I'm sure you enjoyed Samula from Uganda. Been a great guy. I've been talking to him, and I told him a couple of days ago he's got so many testimonies and stuff, and he qualifies to be a bishop now, and he'll be setting up a church right there in his clinic. As you could see his clinic in a picture of him, so pray for him. Good guy. We hope to go there. We hope to be able to send supplies to him. We've got people like that in Malawi. One couple, Harold and I can't remember this other guy's name.
Oh, no, I can't.
I'll remember. Think of it by next week. But anyways, we'll trying to get some. Renee, our bishop in South Africa, just sent some sodium chloride to them in Malawi. We have to get some to Swaziland and Zimbabwe. And it was another place. Where was it? Mozambique. Soon. So we encourage people. We raised the money to do all this, went through it all, got everything what we needed, and we could use help monthly, air conditioning, help us with supplies and things. Go to our site at g2voice.is. That's our website for the G2 Voice. YouTube, which you can see this video. Obviously, if you're watching, you're seeing it. But if not, go to YouTube, G2 Voice channel. And then on Facebook, we have the G2 Voice page. And we're always updating that one with the Genesis 2 Church one. We're always updating those. And if you have testimonies, send us in some, because you might be already using MMS. Send in some testimonies. We could really use them. One of our bishops in Canada got a call from Daniel in jail in Washington, and we basically asked him if we could ask questions, and he said, yes, you can. So this Sunday, which we'll be covering this Sunday, high blood pressure.
And cholesterol.
And cholesterol, and protocol 1,000 plus, okay? And like I said, every time we're going to come on, we'll have more testimonies coming in also. We'll cover that also this Sunday. But if you have any questions for Daniel on the live chat, you can ask him. And we'll have the guy, what's his name? Dave, right? David? Up in Canada.
David.
David, yeah.
Yeah.
David, yeah. We got the other David in Canada. David, he'll pass on the questions to Daniel, and then the following week we'll take a little time and answer them. Kind of encourage Daniel. He's there very unjustly. Horrible situation. And we really want to encourage Daniel, too. And we got some good things coming up. We're really excited about we've been hit really hard, really hard. From anywhere from financially to mailing list to
being attacked, what's it called?
On
AT&T. On the internet and everything, yeah.
GoDaddyShutThisDown.org. We had to go .is, AT&T, Yahoo. Anything mentioned on Yahoo, search about us, you don't get anything. I had one guy, I forget the name of him, but he did some search engines, and he said out of the 10 he did, like 4 or 5 of them, we're blocking MMS. MMS, Genesis 2 Church, Jim Humble, basically those three. Well, they don't care about me. I guess that's good.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I don't want to be famous. I like it just the way it is. I told Jim, we're pushing everybody to you. You're the one who invented this stuff. If they're going to shoot somebody, they're going to shoot you. He goes, thanks a lot, Mark. Well, again, this week will be at 10 a.m. Everything works out right. We might have a backup plan, so we're going to do it anyways. So if the lights go out, we're still going to be able to do it. So that'll be 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can go to g2voice.is, our website. Right at the top, you can click on it. Or our Facebook, right? Our Facebook mentions it.
Yeah, you can go to our Facebook also.
I'm asking everybody on our mailing list if they get our emails. To go to MMSnews.org, they didn't take away that one yet, and sign up for the newsletter under new email, because they might have blocked yours, especially if you're using Yahoo or AT&T or any of those. So you get our updates, because normally, Joe, we have hundreds of people responding to when we have a seminar. We have to stop people, usually at 50.
Yeah, what do we have, about 10, 15 replies?
We had like 7 or 8. It's like no one was getting our information. And we're not having enough people on Facebook to make a difference. As far, we got 100,000 people that usually hear it. And I don't know, what do you got, 5,000, 6,000 on Facebook, maybe? So YouTube, go to YouTube, click like and subscribe. What that does, that puts it out to a lot of people. Same with
boot on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of our social medias.
And we'll get there. We're getting to where we're getting to more people. Okay, people need this information. They don't need to suffer with the diabetes diagnosis or the pre-diabetes prognosis, or the high blood pressure, or the cholesterol, or any of these other pills. Okay? Get off them. If you've been on them for a long time, wean yourself off them with the protocols.
Instead of diagnosis, we should call them scams.
You know, it's horrible. I'm going to do a definition 1 week on the topic diagnose. It's pretty interesting. But, folks, it's Tune In Sunday. We appreciate you. listening in. Share it with your friends. You must know somebody has diabetes or high blood pressure or cholesterol or this PSA test. These poor guys. Oh, Lord, please, please listen and watch this stuff. In our first broadcast, it was the history of how Jim discovered it and the church. Genesis 2 Church, we're non-religious. Anybody's welcome. Come and join us and restore your health. Thank you for your time.
God bless, guys.
It's a health revolution. A health revolution. We got the MMS. We got the solution. Well, if your health is not good, you're suffering.
You don't need to suffer.
Build you back up. Make you tough again.
Make you tougher.
Dengue, MRSA, AIDS, and malaria. With MMS, we are not scared, yeah. But those big pharmaceutical companies, they try to keep us down up on our knees. Not going to stop as they're lining their pockets, keeping mankind in disease.